Check, check, check. Good morning, good morning, good morning. What's going on? What's going on? What's going on? What's going on, successors? Y'all, welcome to another episode of Speak Your Success in the Morning. And we come to you live every single morning, Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. Central Standard to 7 a.m. Central Standard. All right, and if this is your first time rocking with us here on Speak Your Success, I want you to know a few things. I want you to know a little bit of housekeeping rules. Okay, so first and foremost, here we're going to always hit you with a few things. All right, we're always going to hit you with a little bit of entertainment, always going to hit you with a little bit of entertainment, education, and empowerment. All right, these things are essential, and we want to make sure that we give you those things every single day so that you can be the best person for you. But then even beyond that, so then you can go and then impact and empower other people out there in the world and other people out there moving and grooving that you're connected to also. Okay, so now, y'all, I don't want to waste any time. Don't want to waste any further ado, or without any further ado. Now, I want to go ahead and just talk a little bit about last night. Right. Last night, I came home from work, and y'all know, well, some people feel that Mondays are just a blur, like they're just blah. And I don't know about you, but yesterday the weather was a little bit gloomy. It was a little bit dark. It was a little bit cold. It was a little bit wet. It was real cold, actually, real cold here in Dallas, Texas. Yesterday, the high was 46, and I was like, "What is going on?" But neither here nor there. So yesterday, you know, I got home. I felt a little tired, but then I came in, my wife had on the TV, and on the TV, she was playing one of those fireplace loops. So the fireplace is going, it's like crackling, and it's playing Christmas jingles in the background. I'm like, oh, okay, yeah. So that really picked up my spirit. Then after we had dinner, then my wife had my oldest son, and then we began to decorate a little bit around our fireplace, and y'all, it's starting to feel a little bit like that holiday season, right? Starting to feel a little bit like Christmas. So just want to share that with you around this time, y'all. Make sure that you're making time for the things that you need to make time for, and that you're being very intentional with the people that you're putting around you, right? Because at the end of the day, the people that you're with, the time that you're spending, it is fleeting. There's only so much of it. And as we were watching This Christmas last night, I was like, oh man, like this is real. And I have to not negate the fact that as my boys are getting older, as my wife and I are also getting older, right? We're 37. We was early 30s when we got married, but still at the same time, just understanding, like, you spend that time and invest that time where you need to spend it, where you want to spend it, and everything like that. So just wanted to hit you with that on the front end today on Speak Your Success. But now I want to go ahead and transition. I want to go ahead and transition into Straight From The Source. And today with Straight From The Source, I'm just going to hit you with the first verse in the Bible, right? And the first verse ultimately reads, Genesis 1 and 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Period. Okay, so too often we can just read that and then we keep moving. And then he formed the earth and da 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 da. No. We got to slow down, okay? We got to slow down when we're reading the word of God, and we got to really make sure that we have an understanding before we move forward. Because this phrase isn't about God's beginning, right? This isn't his beginning. This marks the starting point of time, of history, and the universe as we know it. Everything that ultimately exists has a starting point, but God was already there. And I know it'll mess with your mind, and it's messed with me so many times before. But we also have to know and understand that God is the central character in our life. God is the central character of existence. And the Hebrew word here is Elohim. And that's a name that's marking power, that's marking majesty and authority. So the Bible doesn't argue with God's existence. It assumes it and moves forward. So one thing that I want to assess here and break down here is that God is the subject of the story before creation becomes the object. I know, y'all, I know. But this is why the Bible talks about God. And this is why the Bible talks about the wonderful mystery of God, right? Because we cannot figure him out. If we could ever figure him out, then he would no longer be God, right? Because we can say 2 + 2 = 4. So this plus that equals God. And if we got to that equation or that solution, then God would not be as complex and as feared and as majestic in just the authority and the power that he creates. Okay, let's keep going. Let's keep going. Okay, so now created, right? In the beginning, God created. The Hebrew verb is used only for God. So bara, I believe is how you pronounced it, translates to created. And this is a Hebrew verb that's used only for God. It's never used for humans, only for God. And that in itself says a lot. Because here and there, we can use different words and different terms to describe and explain ourselves, right? In different places, in different spaces, we can use multiple words to describe different things. But God, once again, in all of his majesty, there should be some things that are set apart. There should be some ways that we can call on him and different names we can call him that we can't call anybody else, right? But just like I said, so the Hebrew verb is used only for God, not for humans, but also it means creating out of nothing. So not rearranging what already exists. So God doesn't need anything to be able to create. Like if God had nothing, he still could create something. Like really think about that. Us as humans, we need resources. We need equipment. We need tools to be able to create something in real time. But God is the something, because he is that source. Y'all, just stay with me. I'm a little excited this morning, but this is some good text. And then let's talk about it for a second. The heavens. What would we define the heavens as? Because in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. So what is all included in the heavens? For one, it's gonna be everything above us, right? If y'all feel me in the chat, somebody drop an amen, because we're live on Speaker Success in the morning. And if you're not tapped into our YouTube channel, you can always subscribe at Speaker Success Media on YouTube. But this is our Straight from the Source segment where we break down the Word of God. This is our empowerment of our show. But y'all, when we talk about the heavens, what are we talking about? The heavens include space. The heavens includes the sky. The heaven includes the unseen spiritual realm. So in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. So the takeaway here is God's creative reach is unlimited. It's the physical and it's the spiritual. Yes, we know when we look up, we see the sky. Yes, we know even beyond that, what we've been told is then space. But then what's beyond space? That's that unseen spiritual realm that we hope and that we pray that when our time is done here on earth, then we will get to spend that time with the Father, right? So now let's go a little bit deeper. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. What's the earth, right? What is the earth? Some people say it's flat. Some people say it's round. We're not going there today. Okay. We're not going there. I ain't been in space. I ain't seen the earth. Okay. So I don't know what it looks like from the outside, but I'm not even going to, hey, is it flat? Is it round? I'm just going to say it's round because that's what I was taught. Okay. That's what I was taught from the books that we had in, what was it? Geography class and everything like that. So we're not even going to go there, but ultimately, the earth isn't just the dirt, right? This is everything around us. So this isn't just the dirt. This is including also land. This is also including matter. This is the whole, this is the created world. And this is the foundation for life, right? This is where we live. This is where we breathe. This is where we operate on earth. So God shaped the environment that we ultimately depend on. And y'all just imagine, like really take a step back and really just imagine, especially for my people who out there who have kiddos and different things like that. And man, shout out to Damani, my big black therapist. Shout out to you, bro. But for the people that have kids, think about like how you set up their environment, right? Like when you get up in the morning, and I'm talking about for myself right here personally, but when you get up in the morning, you have to set the stage for what you want the environment around your kids to be. I'll talk about myself. So waking up in the morning, I open the door for my son and I want to set his atmosphere. I say, son, good morning. I say, give daddy a big hug. Then I give him a hug because I want him to start his day off on the right foot. Then after that, then we come into the kitchen and my son is 2 years old. My oldest son is 2 years old. I'm not going to leave him to his own devices to where he's trying to figure out what am I going to eat for breakfast? How am I going to cook breakfast? He don't know how to do that, right? He's not there yet. We haven't taken that time to get him there yet, but we will eventually. However, then I bring him into the kitchen and then I sit him down. I'll put his bib on, right? I'm creating his environment, right? And then I begin to cook, or my wife begins to cook, and then we put it in front of him so that now this is the environment that he will operate in, right? Now he can eat based on what's in front of him because that's what his parents created for him. Think about how much more intentional God is. Come on, somebody. Somebody hit me with an amen in the chat if you feel me. Like, God is so intentional and God loves us so much. Like, later on in the text, it talks about God creating the heavens and the earth. And then it even talks about the firmament, right? So that's the space when you're looking over water and you're looking and you're looking and you're looking and you barely can see where the water in the clouds touch. You can barely see it, but you're like, what is at the end of that, right? And this is us knowing and understanding that God loves us so much that he took the time to create a place and an environment for us to go when we die and pass on, even before we were created. Like, slow down on that. I want y'all really to feel me, because when I thought of this, I was like, wow. Like, how amazing really is God? How much of a good father is he really? Because at the end of the day, right, as parents and as leaders and as individuals who are setting up environments for maybe your sons, maybe your daughters, maybe other people coming behind you, people have often said, do you prepare the child for the path, or you prepare the path for the child? But guess what? God does both. Come on, man. Is anybody feeling me? Like, God literally does both. And here's why, right? Here's why. Because he prepares us for the path by giving us his holy word, right? Through scripture, right here. Through the Bible, God is giving us all the tools, the instructions, and the guidance that we need for life. Right? The Bible, basic instructions before leaving earth. God gives us everything that we need to know in here, right? If we want to know how to be a good husband, it's in here. If we want to know how to be a wife, it's in here. If we want to know how to be a leader, Jesus shows us by the way he led his disciples, in here. If we want to know how to manage our finances, here. Be a lender and not a borrower, right? Be the head and not the tail. Be above and not beneath. So understanding, if God's giving us all that in here, he's telling us that we have everything that we need for the path. But then at the same time, he is even preparing a space for us to go, which is heaven, before our time is done on earth. Y'all, I just wanted to stop by and tell somebody this morning, if you haven't experienced or you don't know what the goodness and what the fullness of God looks like, then we need to take time. Well, I don't want you to feel beat up or nothing. I want you to know, first of all, that I love you personally. But then at the same time, like, God loves you even more than I could. So how can we experience real relationship with God? One is community, right? So being connected with other people who are in the word and who are living by the word, right? So that's right here. But then also reading the word and really getting connected, because so often we experience God through his people. So therefore, if we're not around God's people, it can make it challenging to really experience God in the fullness, in the way that he designed biblical community, right? So I want to share that with you. But also, y'all, be encouraged, right? Be encouraged today that in the scripture and in the text, God is letting us know in that very first verse of the Bible, right? God is establishing himself as the source. He is our source, right? He's providing us with jobs, which is creating opportunity, which is providing us with finances so that we can have the things that we need to have and live the way we need to live on earth. But it's not even about earth. It's about having an eternal perspective. And we can't have an eternal perspective if we don't believe and know about the Father who has created us, time, and eternity. Y'all, so wanted to share that with you all this morning. Just as I was just reflecting, I'm like, what would be a good verse to really pour into this morning? And it's Genesis 1:1. Genesis 1:1. Because at the end of the day, in the beginning, that's our beginning. Always remember that. And it's not his, because he already was here. He'd been here. He's the beginning of time, the beginning of existence. He's the beginning and the end. But ultimately, Elohim created out of nothing, formed the heavens, and he formed the earth. Formed the heavens and the earth beneath. But Genesis 1:1 reminds us that God didn't just create creation. Or didn't just start creation. Excuse me. He started your story too. So today, let me shoot up a quick prayer, man. Father God, thank you for everybody who is rocking with us this morning, who is here on Straight From The Source. And I don't know what they might be experiencing. I don't know what they might be going through. I don't know what they might be dealing with, Lord God. But I pray as we are into the final month of this year, I pray, Lord, that you will allow them to experience you in a real way for themselves. I pray today that somebody would share a word. Somebody would reach out and connect. I pray, Lord God, that somebody would give these individuals just a hint, an inkling of being able to experience what it's like to be loved by you. I know, Lord God, sometimes for us, based on our relationships with our earthly father here on earth, that we might have had some bad views or challenging views of what fatherhood can look like. But I pray, Lord God, that you would remind us that you are our heavenly Father. So you, Lord God, are not like them. You are greater. You are more. You are beyond. So, Lord, I just pray today, once again, everybody under the sound of my voice would be able to experience you like never before in a real way. Have your way in us this morning, Lord God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. But I take a quick break here on Speak Your Success in the Morning. Usually Straight From The Source doesn't go that long, but that's all right. That's all right. So we're about to take a quick break, and then we're going to come right back with more Speak Your Success in the Morning after this. For timeless pieces that make a statement, discover the Jewelry Department, where elegance meets craftsmanship. Owned by Miguel Contreras and located at 13505 Mumford Place, Suite 103 in Dallas, the Jewelry Department is your destination for stunning, one-of-a-kind pieces designed to elevate your style. From classic designs to modern trends, we offer a curated selection that reflects sophistication and artistry. Because we believe your jewelry should be just as unique as you are. Visit us today at the Jewelry Department, where every piece tells a story. And let us help you find the perfect piece that speaks to yours. The Jewelry Department, elevating your look with elegance and style. Find us at 13505 Mumford Place, Suite 103 in Dallas. All right, family. All right. Welcome back to Speak Your Success in the Morning. We're currently 23 minutes after the hour. And man, one thing I want to share with y'all real quick. This is a big deal. But I was talking with producer Britt the other day, and she's currently out today, but she gonna join us a little bit later this week. But I was talking with producer Britt. She sent this over. She's like, John, what is this? What does this mean? And it was a graphic that we got from VidIQ. It said, congratulations on having over 1 million views on the channel. So y'all, hey, this YouTube thing is a journey. This YouTube thing is a whole process. But y'all, can we give it up for us with over 1 million views? Yeah. That part right there. So y'all, excited to be here with y'all this morning here on Speak Your Success. And like I said, I am excited about today's topic. Today is Teach Me Tuesday. This is every Tuesday. We like to bring a topic to you, like to unpack it a little bit, and like to give you, put some meat on the bones, right? Put some meat on the bones and make sure that you have something that you can benefit from, you can use. So today on Teach Me Tuesday, what I want to give to you all is 3 skills that every leader must master before we enter 2026, right? So this is 3 skills every leader must master in 2025 because we got to be ready for 2026. So today, this is for the people, if whether you're leading a team, whether you're leading a classroom, whether you're leading your family, or you're just leading yourself, which nothing is wrong because you have to lead within before you can lead. I was about to say without, but before you can leave going out. Okay. So these 3 skills are going to help separate the average leaders from the impactful ones. All right. So the first skill that we must know and must really grasp onto is communication. Okay. It's communication, because you have to say it clearly or you don't need to say it at all. All right. In 2025, y'all, the time is cut out for us confusing people, right? We can't be unclear in our communication. This is the fastest way that we will lose trust from people. We can't be unclear in our communication, okay? Why, John, why does that matter? Why is it relevant? Because at the end of the day, people are already overloaded with information. If I asked you how many people you following on your Instagram right now, I guarantee you probably would say 500 plus, if not 1,000 plus or more. Okay. So that's a lot of information on the timeline right there. And then if I was to ask you, well, how many platforms are you on? Are you on Fanbase? Are you on YouTube? Are you on Instagram? Are you on TikTok, Facebook, LinkedIn? We're already over indexed with information. So when we speak clearly about what our idea is or whatever that thought is we want to communicate, this helps us ultimately, it helps us cut through the noise. And if we're not being clear, people are going to be, you give somebody the idea, they're confused. So now they can't convey and share that with other people, right? And as leaders who communicate well, they can create alignment. They can create confidence. And if you have that, then guess what? They also can create momentum. So what do we make sure that we want to teach? We want to be clear. It's 3 B's. It's 3 B's. Okay. You want to be clear. You want to be consistent, and you want to be considerate. Okay, be clear. Say what you mean in one sentence. Just start off saying what you mean, right? We don't need to give any extra detail. No. Say what you mean in one sentence first. And then you want to create a level of repetition, right? That's how we're consistent. Because if you think about some of the greatest leaders of all time, they would share the same message. Why do you share the same message? Because repetition is the mother or the father of learning. We've heard that many times as a kid. I was never that great at math, but what's one formula I always remember? I can't remember it. Yeah, that's great. Y equals MX plus B. I remember that because I would always hear that formula shared in my math class. Y equals MX plus B. So be consistent. But then we have to make sure that we tap into this last B. And it's be considerate. Be considerate enough to know who your audience is and then tailor that message. Every single morning here on Speaker Success in the Morning, we're aware of who our audience is. So therefore, we tailor and tweak the message to where it aligns with those who are watching. For our millennial population, right? The ones who might be entrepreneurial driven or have a business on this that's considered like a side hustle, but they want that to be their main focus. We know this is you, right? At the end of the day, y'all, remember, with that communication, remember, leaders don't just talk, they transfer understanding. So that's the first skill that we must know. The second skill is emotional intelligence. Emotional intelligence is leading yourself before you lead anyone else. It's difficult to give somebody instructions to where you've never been to before. That's the fact of the matter. If you've never been somewhere and never created a level of success in that arena, how are you going to tell me how to be successful in that space? You can't. And you won't. Okay? You can't. And there's no knock to you as a person, but look, right? The big idea is that a leader's superpower, right, with emotional intelligence is a leader's true superpower in the age of burnout and pressure and mental fatigue. There's a lot going on and a lot happening, right? And the reason why this matters is because the teams that follow your mood before they teams will follow your mood before they follow your message. When you show up, if you're looking like this, I don't want to be here today. Why am I even here this morning? Oh, God, I don't feel like being here right now. They're going to see that mood. And if you're the leader of this team, if you're the manager of this team, then they're going to pick up on it and then they're going to operate with that same energy, right? So they're going to follow your mood before they follow your message. And then emotional awareness is ultimately building that trust and that psychological safety. Have you ever realized that when you're around some people, you just get a feeling where you can just talk to them about anything? You start opening up. You're like, I can't believe I told you that. Like, I never tell anybody that. You feel at ease, right? You feel a level of safety, a level of relaxation. And that's what happens as that emotional awareness and that stock is built right there. You have that trust and you have that safety, okay? But then great leaders will also read the room well. You got to learn how to read the room. You got to learn how to read the room. You ever been in one of those conversations to where you're talking, but the person's halfway like they're trying to walk away, like, hey, yeah, I get you, I get you, and they're trying to leave the conversation, right? You got to learn how to read the room and read people a little bit. Here's why. Because, right, for skill number two, we're talking about emotional intelligence. When you have that level of self-awareness, you're going to now know your own emotional triggers. Then when you have, so we got self-awareness, self-regulation, and then empathy. So self-awareness, you're going to know your own triggers. Self-regulation, you're going to feel your feelings. What am I feeling? Why do I feel this feeling right now? But then at the same time, you're not going to let it. You're going to know your feelings, and then you get to make the decision of how you're going to move with those feelings. Right? You're going to feel your feelings, but you're not going to let them drive the car. Okay? You're going to feel your feelings, but you're not going to, hey, whoa. I'm feeling this. Why am I feeling this? Where is this coming from? Right? But then there's that empathy. And so many people just want to be seen. They want to be heard and they want to feel loved. Be seen, be heard, and feel loved. with empathy, the goal is always listening to understand. It's not always about responding. And marriage has taught me this. Marriage has taught me this. In 6 years of marriage, I have learned that it's not always about responding. Sometimes it's just about listening. Okay? It's just about listening. Wow. That does sound hard. That does sound difficult. I can see why you're frustrated. I'd be frustrated too, right? These are things that you can begin to share with people as they're sharing their feelings and their emotions versus, oh, you need to. You know what you should do? If I was you, I would. People not asking for that. When we're talking about empathy, you're listening with the goal to understand. Because at the end of the day, with this emotional intelligence, your emotional temperature sets the climate for everybody connected to you, right? You're ultimately the thermostat. You're setting the temperature for the entire room, okay? And for those people that's connected to you. And the third skill that you must have as a leader in 2025 and beyond, this is something that, like, I can't say enough. I can't advocate for enough. You must have the skill of decision making. You must have the skill of decision making. Don't make moves. Don't just make any move. Like, you ever played checkers with somebody and you're sitting down and they just moving to pieces, moving to pieces, moving to pieces. Slow down. You don't want to just make any move. You want to make wise and intentional moves. Because right now, in Q4, wrapping up 2025, speed matters. In 2026, speed will continue to matter. But wisdom matters even more than that. Talk to me, Stacey. Speed matters, but wisdom matters even more. So understanding that, right? I want to get to these final points, and then we're going to get ready to get out of here. This is why it matters, because leaders are making more and more decisions, and they're making them faster. We got to make a decision fast. Got to go quick. Got to move fast. But at the end of it, guess what? There's higher consequences with the movement of faster decisions. The higher the consequences as you're moving faster and faster and faster, okay? Hesitation slows progress, and it always will. But reckless decisions destroy it. Come on, somebody. Hesitation is going to slow your progress, but reckless decisions are always going to destroy it. Wise leaders ultimately operate off a few things. We're operating off data. We're making data-driven decisions. Going a little bit off that intuition. But then we also are operating off our values, right? So knowing and understanding that, we want to make sure and be intentional and be focused on these decisions that we're making, right? Then, here we go. We're about to bring it home right here. We want to get to the facts. As we're making decisions, we want to get to the facts. We're not making emotional decisions just because we feel this or we feel that, right? We're going to a place to where we're making decisions based off the facts and not based off incomplete information. So let's be careful with that. But then we want to consider the impact. We want to ask ourselves, who does this affect and how does it affect them? We got to ask the question. I was watching this Christmas last night, And I was watching Romany Malco, one of my favorite actors, man. Shout out to him. And he is running for office. I believe he's running for mayor, running a campaign. And he didn't realize that if he moved forward with this campaign and some of the things that the contributors were asking of him or requiring of him, that it would affect people who were in a shelter or in a group home. He didn't ask the question, who does this affect and how does it affect them? But then in the movie, he began to see a family outside in the cold while he was sitting in a nice restaurant, eating it up, living it lavish. He was like, I can't do this. I can't do this. I can't move forward with this. Mm-mm. I need to know who this decision is affecting and how it's affecting them. And then lastly, y'all, we got to move with confidence. Once the decision is made, SOB, stand on business, okay? Once you make a decision, if it's the right decision, great. It's going to be easy to stand on business. If it's the wrong decision, great. Still stand on what you said. Make the changes, make the adjustments that you need to make, how you need to make them. But just know and understand that, hey, you're not always going to get it right, and that's okay. It's okay if you always don't get it right. It is okay. You understand me? It's okay. But we got to get the facts. We got to consider the impact. And we also have to move with confidence always. And the last thing I want you to know is confident leaders make decisions. Cool. Transformational leaders make wise decisions. So if you want to elevate your leadership, if you want to elevate your leadership today and going forward, focus on these three areas. We got to have clear communication. We got to have emotional intelligence. And we got to have wise decision making, good people. We got to. Because if you master these things here, you'll be the type of leader that people trust, that they follow, and they grow under. So let me know down in the comments. Let me know which one is the area that you need to work on this week. Is it working on your communication? Is it your emotional intelligence? Or is it your decision making? And I'll give you a tool to strengthen it. All right. So just wanted to drop that on your spirit today here for Teach Me Tuesday. Had to give you something good, right? Had to give you something with a little bit of meat and potatoes. You know what I'm saying? But we're about to take a quick commercial break, and then we're going to get ready to close it out here on Speak Your Success in the Morning.
Do you want to feel confident in your skin every day? Introducing Skin Rituals, a luxury home-based skin studio that specializes in hyperpigmentation, acne, and personalized treatments for every skin type. Owned by solo esthetician and registered nurse, Courtney Durham, Skin Rituals is all about curating facial treatments designed just for you. Hydrate, brighten, nourish, and soothe your skin with expert care and cutting-edge techniques that promote natural healing. Whether you're looking for a relaxing facial or a transformative chemical peel, Skin Rituals offers results-driven treatment tailored to your needs. With over 7 years of experience, Courtney's goal is to help you safely achieve the healthy skin that you deserve. At Skin Rituals, we believe that taking care of your skin is an investment in your confidence. Book your appointment today and leave every session feeling grateful for the choice that you made to take care of yourself. Skin Rituals, because your skin deserves the very best.
What's going on, family? Welcome back. Welcome back to Speak Your Success in the Morning, your number one morning show, the number one way to get your morning started. Y'all, if you are not subscribed to our YouTube, make sure you go on YouTube and type in Speak Your Success Media, okay? So you can stay connected with us. We can stay connected with you, and so you don't miss any episodes or any of our content that we have rolling out. And I want to also let you all know, here at Speak Your Success Media, one thing that we've been doing is we've been partnering with local high schools as of late, high school organizations, and also colleges. And we've been implementing and sharing our podcast curriculum. And we're ultimately all about helping prepare the next generation for not only the future of work, but helping them to be able to thrive in the future by knowing digital media skills, digital literacy, and helping them to be able to do just like what we talked about today. Having that high level of communication to be able to engage with other people and individuals. So if you'd like to know more information about that, feel free. You can send me a DM at Jonathan Jones Speaks, or you can even go to jonathanjonespeaks.com/booking. And you can fill out that form and we can talk about what it could look like for us to implement our podcast curriculum with your organization, your school, or your entity. Okay. But family, we're about to go ahead and get ready to get out of here. The final thought I have for you today is clear communication will always elevate your situation, okay? Clear communication. My uncle Warren Buffett, I say it all the time. He says, if you want to instantly double your net worth, the best thing that you can do is improve your verbal and your written communication. So therefore, if my Uncle Warren Buffett says it, then I know it has to be true. Okay, so family, we're going to be right back here tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. Central Standard Time to 7 a.m. Central Standard Time for Speak Your Success in the Morning. All right, family, till next time, peace and God bless. And remember, always speak your success. Believe in your greatness and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why should you and why would you live any other way?
Looking for timeless pieces that make a statement? Discover the Jewelry Department, where elegance meets craftsmanship. Owned by Miguel Contreras and located at 13505 Mumford Place, Suite 103 in Dallas, the Jewelry Department is your destination for stunning, one-of-a-kind pieces designed to elevate your style. From classic designs to modern trends, we offer a curated selection that reflects sophistication and artistry. Because we believe your jewelry should be just as unique as you are. Visit us today at the Jewelry Department, where every piece tells a story. And let us help you find the perfect piece that speaks to yours. The Jewelry Department, elevating your look with elegance and style. Find us at 13505 Mumford Place, Suite 103 in Dallas.